forgiveness. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. Lord, I seek your forgiveness and healing. Grant me the strength to learn from my mistakes, and to grow into a better person. Help eliminate my automatic judging of others, and control my outlandish ego. May your boundless love and grace wash over me, renewing my spirit, and granting me the peace that comes from knowing I am forgiven. Salvation. He will be faithful to his promise to save me, not on the basis of what I do, but according to his great mercy. God does not lie, he will not let my enemies snatch me out of his hands. To be drawn closer, and bring the Holy Spirit into my heart, and fill my soul. O Holy Spirit, descend plentifully into my heart. Enlighten the dark corners of this neglected dwelling, and scatter there thy cheerful beams. The ability to control my anger, my thoughts, my emotions, and my tongue. Lord, please forgive me, and help me eliminate my uncontrollable anger outbursts, especially when I get mad at you for no reason. Help me control my thoughts, many of which, I don't think come from me. Help me control my tongue so I don't say stupid and regrettable things. Rid me of my desire to drink, and release me of all thoughts, and cravings for alcohol forever. Lord, help me rid these unfounded feelings of depression, despair, loneliness, and boredom that makes me feel the need to escape by drinking. The false beliefs of not being able to sleep, or have fun without alcohol. The false confidence it brings. I'm tired of planning my whole life around booze. Please take this addiction from me. Lord, please stay close to me, and you, fill the void that I'm trying to fill with drinking. Gratitude. Help me be thankful for what I have, but not settle for less than I can be. Let my day be filled with love, and kindness, overflowing with patience, and peace. Help me forget the past, and move forward so I don't let yesterday take up today. Let my struggles lead to my strength. Help me be grateful for all the things that I get to enjoy in life, both big and small. A hot cup of coffee in the morning, a comfortable bed to sleep in, the ability to go diving almost anytime I want, and so many more. Help me to see the good in everything, and at the same time, ask myself how I can make it better.
Traits and disciplines of a real man. Humility. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble and think of others and take an interest in them too. Kindness. Be patient, understanding, wise, loving, faithful, and kind. Forgiveness. Make allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you. Love. We know and believe that God loves us. Show that sincere love to others. Always treat people with respect and integrity. A real man doesn't trash talk or bad mouth other people. A real man finds no value in tearing down other people. He realizes these people are not much different from himself. He also realizes God is not glorified in the tearing down of others. Honor and respect the feelings of others, especially the dignity of women. Don't talk about the failures and downfalls of others. A real man builds up others because he is confident in himself. Honor others and make them feel important. Work hard, but never chase a paycheck. A real man is not lazy. Work hard, but never allow the almighty dollar to be the purpose. Work hard for the Lord. Don't have a life with no greater purpose than to lust after a large bank account at the expense of family and God. That's a wasted life. Work hard, but also rest hard, play hard, be present, and nurture your relationships. Family, friends, and God come first. Be in control of yourself. If someone or something else can force you to react, you are not in control of yourself, and that is dangerous. Do not be controlled by emotions or others. This is true strength that comes from God and from within. Find your strength in the Lord. Don't look to the world for your identity or sense of worth. God is the only source of lasting strength. Use this strength to lead your family, run your business, and interact with others in ways that glorify God. Celebrate the successes of others. If you can't, then something is wrong. Celebrate with others when something positive happens in their life. Work hard and compete hard, but there is more than one seat at the table of life. Be confident with your own abilities and talents. Pull up a chair and let others sit down. Honesty. Be consistently honest and ethical regardless of how big or small the decision or if anyone will ever know the outcome. Don't cheat, cut corners, or make unethical business decisions. Don't live for others or for the cares of this world. Live for God and don't sacrifice honesty and integrity even if it costs you a job, money, or anything else. Be consistent, don't compromise, and be dedicated to the Lord.